Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we lift you up. Hallelujah. Oh God, there's so many times we put so many things before you. We are deceived so much by what we see and what we hear. But right now, God, we are pulling it all down. And we're not going to serve nothing and nobody more than you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
This is my crown tonight. No one
Because you are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. There is nobody that is like you, God. There is nobody that can compare. There is nobody that is equal, God. We want to give you all the salutations. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor because you are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. Oh, God, we bow before you on today, Lord. We give you all the salutations. We give you what is due you, God. And that's all the glory and all the honor, God. We dare not come into your presence without giving you all the salutations. You're worthy, God. And we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Everything good that we would like to be. You're all welcome to.
Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Jesus. 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 I want to share something with you guys. So, this morning when the Lord woke me up, He started talking to me about us, His people. In the midst of Him talking to me, He started reiterating some things within my spirit that He want me to share with you guys. See, we as people have a tendency of thinking and believing that a thing cannot be accomplished because of what we see, or better yet, it sounds too good to be true. The experiences and the challenges that we face every single day of our lives causes us to go into an area where God wants to pull us up out of. This area is so familiar to us until it becomes normality. It becomes the usual. Or we even say, it's always been like that. When it's not so. See, the Bible says that God gave everybody a measure of faith. Then He talks about the mustard seed faith. Then He talks about the gift of faith. Now, everybody knows that His Spirit dwells in each and every last one of us, or we would not breathe. Okay? We would not be in existence. So, in knowing that His Spirit is within us, we have not yet recognized or even activated the power that He put in the inside of us because of our unbelief, because of our challenges, because of our experiences, because of the things that we encounter, what we see, what we hear, and what we have even deceived our own selves to believe. I'm just going to stop this. Because I want y'all to really, really understand what He is saying today. See, the Spirit of the Lord moveth wherever it's listened. Okay? We cannot control the Spirit even though we try. In the midst of us trying to control the Spirit, we quench it. And the Bible says we are not supposed to do that. The Bible declares that it's some things that can be utilized according to the power that worketh in us. And the power that worketh inside of us, it's the Spirit of God. Are y'all following me? Okay. Now, it's a song that they made that says there's a king in you. I'm gonna play that song for you guys. And I want you guys to listen to all the words of it. Okay? I want you guys to listen to all the words of it. In the midst of you listening to all the words of it, I want you to understand how the Spirit moves. Okay? Let me play this song for y'all right quick. Don't you stop praising them. You just keep going. Pay attention. Realize who we are.
Listen.
The only way the enemy could keep you from understanding who you are is by messing with you in your mind, in your thoughts, the circumstances in your life, the situations that occur through your finances, on your job, the people that you communicate with, and even the very ones that lay next to you in the bed. Let's talk about the mamas and the daddies. That's the only way. Pay attention to these words. So the king in me is speaking to the king in you today. And the king that dwells inside of you is the Spirit of God. Did y'all get that? I'm not talking to you, and you today, but I'm talking to the Spirit inside of you so that it may rise and not allow you to be in that dark place, that sad place, that place of depression, that place of unbelief, that place that puts you in a place that's hard for you to pull yourself out of. Okay, listen. He don't want you to know the power that's in you. How? Because he want to keep you scared. Scared of loss. Scared of being alone. Scared of not having or obtaining. Scared of being rejected or herself. See, I'm telling y'all all the tricks, right? Because he don't use nothing new. Listen. I'm speaking to the king in you today. I ain't talking to your face and your mind and your thoughts. I ain't talking to that. See, because if I talk to that, you won't come into the understanding. I need to talk to your spirit man, that your spirit man can pour down some things that you thinking that's keeping you in that low place. Y'all getting it? Listen to this. Why are you talking about yourself and say you ain't good enough and you ain't pretty? That ain't the king in you. That ain't what royalty do. I'm gonna keep that playing all sermon. Did y'all hear what I say? The name of the sermon today is the greatness in you. And then it's a colon and the word he put in big black bold letters, Jehovah Shalom. So I'm gonna give y'all some definitions right quick before we go. I need y'all to understand some stuff. See, we forget who is in the inside of us. And because we forget who is in the inside of us, we are allowing any and everything else to rule our thoughts, to rule our mind, to rule our hearts. You understand what I'm saying? In that ruling us, we get into a place of forgetting the king that dwells in us, which is the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is greatness, because he said that he hold all power in his hand. And God holding all power in his hand, that means you are not defeated. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. He never said it wasn't going to form. But he gave you power within to have that assurance and security in him that without a shadow of a doubt, you got the victory. I'm going to prove it to y'all. I'm going to pause that. The greatness in you. What is greatness? It's the quality or state of being remarkable in magnitude, degree, or effectiveness, as in skill, size, achievement, or power. Did y'all get that? Greatness is the quality or state of being remarkable in magnitude, degree, or effectiveness, as in skill, size, achievement, or power. The greatness in you, Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Shalom means Lord of peace, harmony, soundness, completeness, and absence of strife or fear. See, we can say Jehovah Shalom and just say it. Or we can say Jehovah Shalom and believe it. Because in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, the Bible says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind." What is power? Power is the ability to act or produce an effect. You got power of your thoughts. You got power over what you think by what you saw or what you heard. You can control how you think about that situation that you have perceived to be also bad or obtainable. You got power. The Bible says you mighty through him to the pulling down of what? Stronghold. It could be a stronghold in your thought that make you think and believe that you cannot obtain a thing when God already said you more than a conqueror. Did y'all hear what I say? See, we need to be quiet in our spirit sometimes. We need to be quiet in our spirit sometimes. But how can there be any quietness when there's no soundness? Okay. Let me help y'all out a little bit. Jehovah Shalom is the Lord of soundness. What is soundness? It's deep and undisturbed. Soundness is showing good judgment or sense. Listen. Soundness is according to the rules of logic. Logically speaking, you're supposed to be sound in your mind. Okay. It's marked by the ability to withstand stress without structural damage or distortion. What is soundness in your mind? Soundness in your mind is knowing you got a shut-off notice and no money, nobody you could borrow it from, no way that you can get it, but soundness in your mind is knowing God will provide. So you're not going to be distorted by that shut-off notice. You're going to accept it. How are you going to accept it? Lord, whatever your will is, if you want my lights to get cut off, maybe you want me to be in the dark so that I can have some quietness in my spirit. You may want me not to be able to see all this stuff naturally, that I may understand spiritually, that I got to look at it logically, and the only way I can do that is through your spirit. So I may have to be in the dark in my house. And even if I get a candle, he let me know that he's even the light in the midst of the dark. It may be bleak and low, but it's there. Okay. Let's. 2 Timothy, 1st chapter, verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. What is fear? Anxiety. It's to experience concern about something and the emotion experienced in the presence of threat or death. What is fear? Fear is something that will cause you to get so distorted until the soundness in your mind won't even think logically. You ain't got no logic in fear. You ain't got no understanding in fear. You ain't even got a solution. Lord knows you ain't got a resolution in fear. Fear is something that concerns you when you cannot, let's say it, control it. But I can control how I think about it. I can control how it alters me. I can control that. How can I control that? Because there's a king in me. He gave me something that I can use without defeat. And what is that? The power. The power. He gave me the power to do it. We mess our own selves up. Listen. I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to come back to that scripture. But I'm going to prove it to you. We're going to talk about Gideon today. We're going to the book of Judges. Gideon was not a king. And when they tried to make him king, he said, I ain't finna be your king. God is your only king. Please recognize that. I'm going to say that one more time. After everything was over, because I'm going to go through the steps so y'all can understand what it is. Because in the life of Gideon, it's the lives of us. The first thing that had to happen was something was declared over his life. The second thing was happened was the affirmation of it. And then the confirmation came, which was the assurance. So I'm going to go through each step so that you guys can understand that we ain't no better than him. See, when God declare a thing over your life, we cannot have that spirit of doubt and thinking and believing that, oh, that ain't me, or it's not so, or that can't happen, or the wind is going to happen. Because guess what? We giving room for the enemy. Didn't the Bible say don't give the enemy no room? We giving room for him to distort us from the logic of the truth. And what is the truth? What God said. The wine has made a song. He promised me. He promised me some things. Therefore, he declared it. Let's go to the book of Judges. Let's go to the book of Judges. And we're going to start at chapter 6. Let me give y'all a little history. See, Gideon was the son of somebody that was in charge of folk. Not only was Gideon the son of somebody that was in charge of folk, the person that Gideon was born of, that was in charge of folk, did evil in the sight of God. They was serving Baal. They was doing all kind of foolishness. They was making altars and groves up unto this God. And they just was doing stuff that just was not what God wanted them to do. He had already asked them not to do it. Okay? So in the midst of it, God allowed them to go into captivity for 7 years. He allowed them to go into captivity. Why he take me to this story? Because y'all need to understand, every year in the seventh month, the Lord have me to rededicate the church unto him. Okay? So y'all got to understand, numbers mean something. And when he start dealing with me with these numbers, because he's a God of addition and he's a God of subtraction, he's a God that would divide some things up to make sure that, and I'm going to prove it all in the story of Gideon, y'all. So Gideon was the type that I got to see it to believe it. If I can't touch it or feel it, it ain't true. How many of us is like that in our lives? We are like that. And we are so visual that we can't see the possibility of the invisible. God is a spirit, and he's an invisible God. So why is it so impossible for us to believe something that we cannot see? Ponder on that while I tell the story. Okay. So the Lord heard the cries of the Israelites in captivity once again. And in the midst of it, he went to him. He said, you know what? I brought y'all out of Egypt. I did this and I did that and such. You turned around and did the exact opposite of what I told you to do. Now, because I'm punishing you for your actions and your sin towards me, you crying again. You crying again. So now you crying again and you complaining about your situation. And you complaining about your situation. How loving and kind and merciful am I towards you? I'm so loving and merciful until I'm going to save you again. I'm going to save you again. And so, in them crying out, the Lord went to Gideon. And when he went to Gideon, he started talking to Gideon. And Gideon did what we do. Well, Lord, if you love me, or if you so concerned, why you letting me go through this? Why am I, y'all think I'm kidding? Please read the story of Gideon, chapter 6 through 8. Why, Lord, why is these things happening to me? And such. The Lord said, I'm going to tell you why, and then I'm going to show y'all some mercy. But I got to use somebody to do that for me. Don't you know God used people to help other people to be free?
Yes.
Because some people can't do it on their own because they don't recognize the king in them. They don't recognize the power that they have. And in God using that person even start to doubt the kingness in them because of what they're going through. Let's start right here. We're going to start at chapter 6. Verse 33. Now, I told y'all they was in captivity. I gave y'all the history, right? Then all the Midianites and Amalekites and the children of the east were gathered together and went over and pitched in the valley of Jezreel. Listen. But the spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet. And did I say God was a God of sound? I've been saying it right. Okay, listen. And Abiezer was gathered after him. And he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, who also was gathered after him. And he sent messengers unto Asher and unto Zebulun and to Naphtali. And they came up to meet them. And Gideon said unto God, if thou wouldst save Israel by my hand, as thou hast said, Now, this is the declaration. What is declaration? To make known formally, officially, or explicitly. Now, he didn't already told the man what he was going to do. I gave y'all the history, right? Now, listen to this. Behold, I will put a fleece of wool in the floor, And if the dew be on the fleece only, and it be dry upon all the earth beside, then shall I know that thou wilt save Israel by my hand, as thou hast said. Why we always going to the Lord? Because if we don't see it, we can't believe it. Now he done already declared it. And done already said what I'm going to do for you. And so the Lord said, you know what? Because they're not thinking logically and ain't got no soundness in his mind, I'm going to give them a sign. The Lord will create some stuff and make some stuff happen just so that you could know and that he dwells in you. Amen. That's that king in you. Now listen to this. This is what he said. This is what he said. And it was so, for he rose up early on the morrow and thrust the fleece together and wringed the dew out of the fleece, a bowl full of water. And Gideon said unto God, let not thine anger be hot against me. Why we always trying to tempt the Lord? Lord, I know what you say, but I just want to be sure that it was you telling me that. Lord, I know you said you was going to do this, but I just want to make sure, God, because I don't want to step out of your will. He said, my sheep shall know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. So why does you keep on coming to me as if my voice say, like, huh? And I will speak but this once. Let me prove. Now, look, I pray thee, like, prove it to me again, Lord. But this once with the fleece, let it now be dry only upon the fleece and upon all the ground, let there be dew. And God did so that night, for it was dry upon the fleece only, and there was dew on all the ground. Now, he didn't declare it and made it implicitly clear. That wasn't enough for him. Let's go to Judges chapter 7. I'm skipping through so y'all can get it. He just declared something. I'm going to give y'all an affirmation. See, Gideon was still stirred. Now, I done told you that I'm going to be your provider and I'm going to do this for you. And you ain't got to worry about that thing that you got to face. You ain't got to worry about this and you ain't got to worry about that. Now, I done already told you. And I keep saying, he kept telling Gideon, don't be afraid. Fear not. He kept telling him that over and over again. Now, he done already had to prove to fear stopped him when God declared it from believing him. Fear stopped Gideon from believing what God has already declared, because he know what he saw. What did he saw? He saw thousands of people fit to kill them and attack them. How's we gonna win? What is we gonna do? Fear, you guys. It's what prevents us from simply turning around and walking away from some stuff, some people, a situation. Fear, you guys, prevents us from thinking logically about that thing and knowing who the king is inside of us and that we are overcome. Fear, you guys, makes us think and believe that we are going to lose something when God says that I'm going to bless your coming in and your going out. Fear causes us to get into that place and start, I gotta say it because he said it, hallucinate. We have hallucinate. That's what happened with Gideon. So this is what the Lord said. God said, now I keep telling you not to be afraid. You don't believe me. Now, I done already done showed you, because you didn't believe it. You had to touch it. You had to feel it. So I gave you two signs. And you're still scared. So since you're still scared, okay, all right, Lord, I gotta get this point right here. How many times have I told y'all we be deceived by what we see and what we hear? And it causes us to go into a place of fear. So I always say, don't be deceived by what you see and what you hear, because everything that you see and hear is really not what it pertains to be. But because we are such a visual nation, we have a tendency of, if we don't see it, we can't believe it. Just like Gideon, he had to see some things, so he asked God to prove himself. Lord, if this is really you telling me this, because he was scared, or he would have never questioned the declaration. If this really you telling me this, Lord, then let this be with this fleece. A fleece is a blanket, y'all. Let this be with this fleece. And that, let, you know, okay, Lord, you did it that. Well, maybe that was just me. I don't know, but I'm going to ask you one more again. This time, do the opposite of what I asked you. Then I know it's you. So his vision put him in a place of, I got to see it to believe it, right? Yeah. Okay. See, because God know how he is, and we don't think logically. This is what he said. This blew me. I hope y'all get this today. Judges chapter 7, verse 13. The Lord says, since I showed you something you still don't believe it, let me affirm something to you. The affirmation is to state clearly and strongly. So in doing so, the Lord told him, he said, you're still scared. So go down to their camp. Take somebody with you and sneak in there. And listen. See, y'all getting it? Don't be deceived by what you see or what you hear. I don't make this stuff up, y'all. He said, and listen to what they're saying there. Now, I already showed you, maybe you need to hear it from somebody else. Because sometimes when the Lord come and tell you something, you think it's too good to be true. Or how can this happen for me? So he'll send somebody else or allow you to be in the midst or even hear a conversation to convince you. Because he really wants us to understand the King that is in us. Okay? This is what the Bible says. And when Gideon come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow and said, behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian and came into a tent and smote it that it fell and overturned it that the tent lay along. Verse 14, and his fellow answered and said, this is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. For into his hand have God delivered Midian and all the hosts. And it was so, when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, that he worshipped and returned into the host of Israel and said, arise, for the Lord have delivered into your hand the host of Israel. Why you always got to hear it 4, 5, 6, 7 times before you get excited and thanking him in advance? Why you always got to keep on questioning God when he done already done came to you, declared it, and now he got to affirm his word, which is strong and true, for you to say, oh, yay, hooray? Well, you should have been doing that in the beginning. Why? Because of the fear that dwells within. We be afraid. We be afraid of, I wouldn't give a rest to tell what it is. We afraid of any and everything. We're afraid to face something. We're afraid to turn away from something. We're afraid to stand still. We're afraid to move around. We're afraid to do this and do that. We're afraid to step out on our faith. And we're afraid to even utilize our faith. Our faith has put us in a place of unbelief. And that unbelief has put us in a place of not receiving absolutely nothing. And I'm afraid even that I ain't going to get it. Even though he said it and he proved to me 5, 6 different ways. I'm going to say that again. Come on, come on. The greatness inside of you is the Spirit of God. You have power through Jehovah Shalom, which is a God of peace, a God of soundness, a God with no fear and no strife. What is strife? Strife is something that you contend with others in a violent way. Guess what? You strive with your own self. How? Through your thoughts of negativity. Through your thoughts of notions that you done conjured up your whole story. Well, he done already showed you the victory in the end, but you don't believe the end. So you stuck right here in the middle of it. And what you see and what you hear have deceived you to utilize the power that's within. Are y'all getting it? You got the power. You got the power to do stuff that's impossible. Why? Because there's a king in you that is great. See, if we utilize, let me let's go to the confirmation. The confirmation is the same chapter, verse 21 and 22. And they stood every man in his place round about the camp, and all the hosts ran and cried and fled. And the 300 blew the trumpet. Can we talk about the 300 for a minute? Because he told me about the 300. He told me about the 300. How many times I have told you guys, I can lead you to the water, but I can't make you bend the knee and drink it. Okay? See, sometimes we got to go a little bit further than just bending the knee. Because in bending the knee, that's still showing a form of pride and fear. How? Let me prove it. The Bible declares in this story that because it was so many of the Midianites and the Amalekites that was coming up against the people of Israel until they were afraid. They were so scared until they ran in the mountains and dug caves in the hills, hiding, not realizing the king in them. How did they not realize the king in them? God had already proven to him he was the head man in charge when he brought him over the Red Sea. When he had killed all the folk and the people. When he had changed the countenance of the water from water to blood. He done already done overtook him in the frogs, so everybody was running around there stinking. Y'all do know frogs stink. And all that noise. Robert. See, he done already proved to the people in the fold that. So, the Egyptians did not believe until they saw. Even though they heard the warnings in the declaration. The Israelites witnessed with their eyes and they heard the rumbling in the land. And they still was afraid. I need to backtrack. Because maybe I lost somebody. Because I lost some people. Okay. The name of the sermon is the greatness in you. Jehovah Shalom. Shalom. Jehovah Shalom means Lord of peace, harmony, soundness, completeness, and absence of strife and fear. What is peace? It's freedom from storm or disturbance. Freedom from disquieting or oppressive thoughts or emotions. So if you got the spirit of God, which is the king inside of you, you're going to be at peace, and you're not going to allow your emotions to be so noisy and cause you to be in a place that oppress you. Harmony is a balanced, pleasing, or suitable arrangement of parts in agreement. I told y'all last Sunday, baby, you got to come in agreement with that thing that God has already declared over your life. Not only did he declare it, he give you an affirmation by sending somebody else to declare it again, just to give you that assurance. And then the confirmation comes when a manifestation is visible. Because we what? So visual. Got to see it to believe it. I ain't losing nobody. I just want to catch y'all up so y'all can really understand what it is. Jehovah Shalom is soundness. That's deep and undisturbed. You're not going to be disturbed by what you see, what you hear, what you experience. It's not going to cause you to get so emotionally distracted until you stop, fall, or you just turn and go the opposite way. It is showing good judgment or sense. You're going to have some just judgment. You're going to use, quote unquote, common sense. God gave us 5, actually 6 with common. Literally. Common sense. It exists, y'all. I'm telling y'all. Soundness is according to the rules of logic. Common sense is logically speaking. So that means you got to be logically thinking. You're not going to be logically thinking or speaking logically if you do not have no soundness in your mind. And the only way you're going to have soundness in your mind is if you have harmony with the king that's inside of you. That means that you agree with what he declared over your life. It don't matter how long it takes. It don't matter what it look like or what nobody else saying, or even what you believe in your own mind, you are going to come in agreement with it, which is going to cause you to be in harmony, that you're going to be in balance in your thoughts, that your mind won't be stuck. Did y'all hear me? Because that's that power in you, right? You got power to control your thoughts. Did you know that? You got power to pull down the negativity. He said it. He says, you are mighty through him. Don't that mean great? Yes. Mighty mean great. You are mighty through him to the what? Pulling down the strongholds that thought in your mind, that emotional distraught, that imbalance in your everything. To the putting down the strongholds, what? Casting down every imagination. What's your imagination? Say it again. Your thought. Think logically. Logically speaking, I see this and that. No, that ain't logic. That's just your humanity. See, the logic is what God says. Because he said he'll take the things that is logic, which is wise, and confound it. He'll make you look stupid while you think you know what you're doing. I'm just saying, that's what the Bible says. I ain't making that up. The soundness is marked by the ability to withstand stress without structural damage or distortion. This is Jehovah Shalom. This is the Lord of peace, harmony, soundness. What about completeness? He will complete the work that he begun in you. Ain't that what he said? So he done already declared it, and he done started it, and then you think that it cannot be done, and you stop pressing towards it. That's because of your thought. Where's the soundness? You ain't coming to agreement, which is the harmony, so why you think you ain't got no peace? Completeness, having all the necessary parts, elements, or steps, not lacking any part or member that properly belongs to it, is brought to or having come to an end. It's covering everything or all important points that are essential. We're talking about Jehovah Shalom. No strife, which is lack or agreement of harmony. Lack of agreement. What did he say last Sunday, y'all? We got to come into agreement with what the Lord has said about us, regardless of how long it takes, what they say, what who said. Because let me tell you something, that just like the Lord will bring somebody to push you into your destiny, the enemy gonna bring somebody to stop you from going to your destiny. He don't want you to get to that place. He wants you to think or believe that it can't happen, it won't happen, it has not happened, and when it's going to happen, and since it ain't, then I don't believe it. I got to believe it to see it. I got to see it to believe it. I got to hear. How many times you got to hear what the Lord does? He said, my sheep will hear his voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Why do you need a sign? Why do we get into a place of thinking and believing that God is not capable or able when he said there's nothing impossible? He says it's impossible with you. But I'm God. Ain't nothing impossible with me. Oh. And I don't need no help. God don't need no help in doing nothing that he has already declared. He don't need no help in no area I'm going to use myself as an example. I already told y'all this before. I had a stroke when I was 34 and was paralyzed from my neck down. I could not do anything, and I was twisted all up on my... It just was a mess for me. But I'm going to make a long story short. God don't need no help. I was taking 8 medications 3 times a day, and I had to give myself a shot twice a day with Lovenox. That was a blood thinner. Now, mind you, they trying to thin my blood, and they don't even know what is wrong with my blood. They say that I had a factor 5 or factor X deficiency in my blood. So when your body, when your blood go down one side or part of your body, it thickens up. And when it comes up the other side, because your blood flow like this, y'all. And when it thickens up, the other side of your body, which is at factor 8, it causes it to thin out so that it won't clot up, okay? Sometimes that deficiency have a tendency of not working appropriately. Now, this is what everybody done told me. Now, mind you, I have went to hematologists. They done sent me to all kind of different other doctors because I was in the hospital. They had them coming to me trying to figure out what was wrong and what was going on. And all the time, the Lord showed me my end game. Because this is what he told me. He said, I'm not going to heal you, but I'm going to make you whole. Okay? So I believed that he was going to make me whole. Not only did I believe it, I accepted it. And I said, okay, Lord, whatever your will is, let your will be done. And then my healing began because I came in harmony and agreement with what the Lord had told me. He said, now I got to complete that thing that I done already told you that I was going to do. Do you believe me? I said, yeah. He said, okay. My question is, do you trust me? I said, yeah, Lord, I trust you. He said, well, take a pill. You got to throw it in the garbage. So he had to complete the work that he begun inside of me. And what was that? For him to get the glory. Because even now today, they don't know what it is. They told me I never had no kids. I got 2 and 7 grandkids. They told me that I'd never walk again. They told me that they had to do surgery on my head and put a shunt that would drain all the fluid out. And I used to have to, I would have to carry this bag for the rest of my life. I told them absolutely not. Because if he dried up the Jordan River and the Red Sea and the man with the lady, I know that he could drive this. And he did. So I ain't got no bag. They told me this when I was 16. Did I say I'm 56 today? See, he'll show you the end game. He'll show you the end game. But you got to come in agreement with what he said. You have to be in harmony with what he said in order for that major thing to take place in your life. Because nothing guys do is little. Did you hear me? What are you talking about? Now let me give y'all some scripture. I gave y'all a thing. Let me give y'all. The Bible says that it was thousands and thousands of people that was coming up against them in the army for to kill them. The Midianites and the Amalekites. And in the midst of them coming, it caused Gideon to be scared and everybody else that was with him scared. So the Bible said that he had gathered up a whole bunch of people and men for to go and fight. And this is what the Lord said. I'm going to say this one more time. When God declares something, baby, it is so. And nothing he does is a small thing. The Lord said, you know what? You got all these people and these folk. I got to make sure they know who I am and that I dwell inside of them. You got too many people. So I want you to tell them, any and everybody that's scared, tell them to go home. Now, we know they were scared because they saw these thousands of people. The Bible says thousands of them went back home. In the midst of them going back home, it still was thousands of them left. The Lord said, it's still too many other folk and people. See, let me tell you how God will give you a strategic plan, baby. This is what he told Gideon. He said, Gideon, take these people down to the brook, and I'll tell you what to do next. Now he going blind, don't know what he going down to the water for. He said, take me to the water. Baby, sometimes you got to go to the water and dip. You dip. Let me stop. So, in the midst of them going down to the water, he's saying, now, you got all these folk and people. In the midst of you having all these folk and people, they're going to be thirsty. Their journey caused them to be thirsty. They couldn't drink from the rivers and the sea. They could only drink from the brook where spring water. Y'all notice I drink nothing but spring water. Listen, because that purified water ain't purified. That's what the Lord told me. So, calm down, Yvette. I'm getting excited. The Bible says that this is what the Lord told him. He said, I want you to observe the people that is in your company. See, sometimes you better open up your eyes and see who around you and what they doing. Because, baby, the story will be told. Listen. The Lord said, they're going to be thirsty. He didn't tell them to drink. He already knew they was going to be thirsty. The Bible says, let me tell you how to distinguish them. He said, it's going to be some that's going to bend the knee and they're going to drink from their hand. And it's going to be some that's going to go all the way down and they're going to lap it like a dog. Okay? So, Gideon was observing. And in the midst of him observing, the Lord said, everybody that bent the knee, send them home. I want the ones that's lapping. See, sometimes, baby, you got to go all the way down. Okay. And start lapping. You know, when a dog, notice this. When you're giving a dog some water and he start lapping, try to move it. What are you going to do? Yeah. See? The ones, I remember the Lord had me pray for this minister. I said, the Lord said, he wants you to get on the altar and get on your knees. And he said, just like that. And when he did that, the Lord told me to walk away. And when I walked away, he lifted up his head and looked at me like, I thought she was going to pray for me. And so, see, what we don't understand is the symbolism of going down instead of bowing. When you go before the earthly king, you bow, don't you? And they always have one knee up and they put their head down. But when you go on before the kings of kings, you get on both your knees. Mm-hmm. And you put, am I losing folk today? See, because in seeing and hearing, it can help you not to be deceived. Yes. I'm going to say that. In seeing and hearing, it can help you not to be deceived. So we're not going to be like Gideon. The name of the story was Gideon. But the name of the sermon was the greatness in you, Jehovah Shalom. So I say to y'all today, yellow sheets of paper, red pens, pass them out to the people. I say this to y'all today. What has caused you to be deceived by what you see, write it down. Or what you heard, write it down. Because if God declared it one time, it is so. I'm going to say it one more time. We are not going to be like Gideon and need to see it to believe it, because God is invisible. Do you believe God? Any and everybody, come on, talk to me. Do you believe God? You don't see him, why do you believe him? Ponder on that. You don't see him, why do you believe him? But if he says something and you don't see it, why you can't believe that? I'm going to start over. Because some light bulbs going to go off this time. The Bible declares that God is an invisible God. You cannot see him, but you believe him. But if God is invisible and he come to you and he telling you something, which is a declaration, and you cannot believe that, you do not see, then how could you believe the one that said it? I'm going to say it in another way. Why is it so easy for you to believe only what you see? If you believe God and he said so, it is so whether it's visible or not. I believe everything that God has told me. I may not see it right now, but I know it's coming. Why? Because he already done said it. That's the end game. I'm going to say this. That's it. And that's all. If he said it, it is so. I'm not going to cause my own self to go into a place of fear and thinking and believing it's not going to happen. Or I'm going to die before I get it. No. Because he said I can have it in this life. In the land of the living. I ain't got to wait for to get this. I ain't got to wait. I got to wait for his timing. But I ain't got to wait to obtain it. Because what? He said it. I'm not going to allow my... Say that again. Because it's our thoughts of negativity, of thinking and believing that it cannot happen, and then it don't happen or it has not happened. It's because you have not accepted it yet. So I'm going to say, just like I said last week and a week before that, come into agreement with what the Lord said. I don't care if it sounds far-fetched. Maybe it may be far, but I'm going to fetch it. Why? Because he said it. I'm running into it. I ain't running from it. And I ain't going to stand still and wait for it to come to me. I'm going to wait on the Lord. See, is y'all getting it? I'm going to play this song one more time. The greatness inside of you. Don't you know that you are mighty through God? You got power inside of you, baby, that your very thought, you can think a thing and it'll come to pass. You can do why? Because God said it and he is what dwells down inside of me. So I'm going to say this to y'all again. I'm not talking to your bodies. I'm not talking to your minds. But I'm talking to the spirit that's in you. And that is the king. And the king is who? God. I'm talking to your spirit, man. I can't come in alignment with your thoughts because your thoughts ain't going to agree with what thus said the Lord. Your thoughts is not going to come into harmony with what God has already declared. So I ain't talking to your thoughts. I'm talking to the king that's in the inside of you. And that's the spirit of God. And he said anything can happen through what the power that is in you. And you got some power. You got some power through Christ Jesus. You got some power, baby, that you can. Lord, whatever your will is, let your will be done. He says, I got a plan for you that is good. My thoughts towards you, I know what I think. I'm not thinking what you think. You looking in the mirror talking about, oh, I'm so ugly. Them your thoughts, that ain't my thought. Because I said I made you wonderful and beautiful. I can't this and I can't that. I said you are mighty through me. oh, I don't know when this is going to happen or this is going to stop. I say you are not just a person that can do a thing, but you are more than a conqueror. So you just not conquering this thing. You are more than a conqueror. So that means that you are overcomer. You can overcome some things. You can overcome some things just by believing the person who said it. If he say you are healed, baby, you healed. You don't need to go get no confirmation from nobody else because he done already done said it. You don't need 30 and 40 different prophets to walk up to you and tell you the same thing that he done already done told you years ago. I'm going to say that one more time. God would declare a thing, and because of our unbelief, he'll say it again and again to affirm it, and he's saying it strongly that it could get down in your body, in your mind, in your spirit, that it would come into agreement with what he has already declared and give you the confirmation of it by the manifestation. It ain't nothing God do is little, but it's major, baby. Did you hear what I say? Everything God do is major. So these little bitty things, we walk around here and say, oh, he blessed them like that, and he just blessed me like that. Because guess what? You better be glad he blessed you. That's major. Because we don't deserve absolutely nothing. We're talking about the king that's down in the inside of you. So you ain't got to speak with defeat. You ain't got to walk around here think and believe that you cannot have or you will not be. Because you are any and everything that God said that you were. You may not have stepped into it, but he preparing you to walk through it, baby. Please understand that today. The greatness that is inside of you is Jehovah Shalom, honey. God has not given us a spirit of fear. Do not be a fear of absolutely nothing. But a peace loving of a sound mind. We got soundness and that assurance in here. In where? In here. In where? In here. In where? In here. Y'all paying attention to what that song is? You are mighty through God, baby. It's something down in the inside of you that you can possess any and everything you want because he gave us keys. We just have not been able to put them in the door and turn it and push it open. And then when he did give it, he told us just the other day, a few weeks ago, he says, I have already opened up the doors. He said, I opened up the heavens. He said, walk through. So if you are not allowing yourself to come into agreement with what the Lord is saying, what make you think that you are going to obtain that thing that he have already declared? Oh, she'll get it bye-bye, y'all, and I'm going to be bye-bye-ing her. Bye-bye-ing him, because I want to obtain any and everything that God has said unto me. Because there's a king inside of me. And what is that king? Jesus. Every time I turn around, I ain't got this. So stop complaining so much. You ain't got it because if he give you too much of it, you're going to be just on one knee instead of both knees. How about that? He got to prepare you to go all the way down, baby, and start lapping like a dog. Instead of... I told y'all better get ugly for him. I ain't too cute, baby. Embrace God. Embrace what he said about you in your life. It don't matter what nobody else say. It don't matter what nobody else think. You got to come into agreement with that for your own self. That you may be able to obtain that thing. What? In harmony. And soundness in your mind. So that way you won't be talking to yourself. Talking about I can't and I ain't and it haven't and I won't. Okay. What you think of, so shall you be. If you think you can't obtain it or you think you're a failure, then guess what? That's what you are. That's exactly what you are. y'all wrote them things down. I hope y'all wrote down all that stuff. If you wrote it down, please come put it on the altar. I know y'all thought I was going to be running through here today. The Lord wanted me to teach you guys about what's dwelling inside of you, that you may be able to understand that you got some kind of power. You got power over your thoughts and even your emotions. And because God is bigger than that thing that you think is consuming you, you need to understand that he's big inside of you. Put these things on the altar, you guys. It's praying time. When you come up here, just start praying for yourself. Stay on the altar. With that mentality and that mindset. Lord, help us even in our unbelief. Write down all this stuff. He bigger than that problem or that concern that you have about them bills, that living situation, that relationship, that marriage, all the stuff. Your finances, your home life, your transportation, your jobs, that thing that God has already said. He said we walking in millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire status. Come in agreement with the Lord about that thing. For your own self. If he said it, it is so. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and everything that dwells therein, the silver and even the gold. All of it is his. You believe that you can receive it. We got to learn how to accept some things. If the Lord says some things, we got to accept that thing that he has said about us. We got to accept what he said. We got to accept some things in knowing. Lord, I may not understand, and Lord, I may be in this fight. Guess what? He does his best work in the dark, y'all. You may not see it, you may not understand it, you may not even think that you can obtain it. But God got you in a place where you can't see it. Because he working some things out. He working some things out. Because while he working some things out in the dark, he gonna manifest his glory in the light. That you may be able to understand that it was nothing that you did. Just like he told Gideon, I can't do nothing with all these people. Because if I allow this to happen with these people, then they gonna be prideful and trying to say that they did it all on their own when it was me. So I'm gonna use these three little bitty old 300 people and I'm gonna allow you to overcome your enemies. And what is your enemies? Your thoughts, your mind, your emotions, what you see, what you hear. And please, can I beg y'all to do something? Stop entertaining company with the devil. Stop talking to him. How am I talking to the devil? When he tell you something opposite of what God is saying to you or doesn't say it, you talking to the devil, baby. Stop giving him an invitation to conduct something in your life that God said you can overcome. God is bigger than all that stuff. He is bigger than all that stuff. Know that God is bigger than that thing. I'm giving y'all some time to finish writing this stuff down. Put it on the altar. And when you come to the altar, start praying for yourself. That's it, Mary. All the stuff. All of it. When you come to the altar, close your eyes and start praying for yourself. You ain't looking at nobody else or thinking about nobody else, what nobody else is doing. Everybody back should be towards that door. So you won't be looking and paying attention to nobody but God. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all hear that? And God said he released some things. Come in agreement that he has released some things for you. It don't matter what a lawyer, what a judge, what a doctor, what nobody. If he released some things, then come in agreement with that release. That means you pass hope. It means you are standing and walking in faith, in the knowing. I'm going to say that again. If God say you healed, you heal. If he say release, it's released. Whatever God say, that's exactly what it is. That's it. Anything. He bigger than any and everything. DJ, I don't care what the devil say. Stop talking to him. Be like Jesus. I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Get behind me. Did you? Listen to this. Listen. Did y'all hear me?
He's not gonna tell me the truth.
He not.
So anytime the devil tells me I'm not something, I always say I am that.
Did you hear me?
Anytime the devil tells me I am something, I always say I'm not that. I know.
Cause the devil ain't gonna tell you nothing good, baby. He gonna tell you you ain't worthy. He wants you to think and believe that God ain't telling you the truth. He wants you to meditate on the opposite of what God done has said unto you. Anytime that stop talking to the devil. When he get to talking to you, anoint yourself. You got power to cast him out. Did y'all know that? You got power to pour down some things. And knowing in the midst of it all, you may not understand it or know what's going on, but he working out some things for you that you have not a clue. For real. Thank you, Jesus. Please understand, y'all. He working some things up. Thank you, Jesus. Dear God in heaven, I'm coming to you on behalf of each and every individual that's on this altar. Lord, you know any and everything that they're going through, what they're experiencing, Father God, and even what they need. Lord, you have already declared and decreed some things. Lord, you have already released some things. Lord, I'm asking you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will cover them in your blood and hide them behind your cross, God. I'm asking you to open up their understanding on today, Father God, that they will not lead to their own understanding. I'm asking you to help your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to stay in truth. I'm asking you to help your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to cover your people. Cover them right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they may be in that place, Father God, of understanding that you are an invisible God. They may not be able to understand and even see what you're doing, Father God, but let them have that notion, God, that you're doing something and you're working it out for their good. Let them know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that any and everything that you said, God, that they will come in harmony with it, in agreement with it, Father God, that they will not think the opposite or even believe the opposite. Help your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to know that any and everything that you said is true and that you are not a God that shall lie. Oh God, help your people on today, Father God, and let them know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that the thoughts that you have towards them is good and not evil. Any and every evil thought that's trying to make them think that of the it is of the devil. I bind it up right now in the name of Jesus, and I lose freedom in the man, freedom in the thoughts, freedom in the emotions on today. Let not your people be so entangled, Father God, in their emotions, God, that they cannot believe and stand on your word, God, that you have already declared, affirmed, and even gave a confirmation to. We know you're working it out. We know you're working it out. Work it out for your people, God. That situation in the home, that situation in the marriage, that financial situation, God. Work it out for your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That situation, Father God, that causes them to be disrupted, distorted, and distracted. Let not your people be consumed, Father God, with these things, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But let them sit back and let you work. Let them pray and let you work. Let them take their hands off of it, step to the side, and move out of your way so that you can work. Thank you, Jesus, for working it out. Thank you for handling it. Thank you for doing it, Lord. Thank you for fixing it. Thank you for mending it. Thank you for releasing it. Thank you for helping us with it. Thank you for giving us a solution for it. Thank you for being a resolution, God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, help your people to recognize the greatness that's inside of them, Father God, which is your spirit. Allow their mind, Father God, and their hearts to activate your spirit, Lord, that they can pull down any and everything that's causing them to be stuck in a stronghold. Help your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will stand firm, stand strong, and in all they stand and just simply stand. Give your people the courage that they need, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and summon the spirit of fear. Turn out any and every fear that your people will walk in the logic and the soundness of their minds concerning you, God. Work it out, God. Work it out, Lord. Work it out for your people, God. Work it out for them. The Lord is showing me that if you just believe, you will see his goodness. Because I gotta say this to you guys again. God does nothing small. Everything that he does is major. Everything he does is major. He does nothing small. Are y'all paying it? I want y'all to listen to this song. And knowing it. Did you? Say it to yourself. You got to think it and believe it. Because he already declared it. Manifestation time, y'all. Thank you, Jesus. That's it. That's it. That's it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. See, the Lord has already declared some things over your life. And even though it may seem like it's taking a real long time for it to happen, and you're tired of waiting, come in agreement with it. I agree. I want everybody to say, I agree what the Lord declared for me. I agree what the Lord declared for me. I'm in harmony with that declaration. It is so. And believe that. Believe that. I got to play this song.
Agreement with it. The Lord said you're gonna get married, and I can see it.
I can feel it, I can hear it. I can't explain it, but it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. I believe that. I can't explain it, baby. But I'm gonna be the eyes of Mary now. So you see diamonds on the right hand today, baby. You're gonna see someone out. Eyes of Mary now. I can see it, I can feel it, I can hear it. Wedding bells, baby. I'm in agreement with what the Lord say about me. I'm in agreement what he say when he say he gonna save my children. I'm in agreement for what he say or have me to say about each and every last one of y'all. Because I can see it. You may not see the end game, but he had to show it to me in order for me to speak it. And if I speak it, I can see it, I can hear it, I can feel it. And I know it's something major. It's major. It's major. You got to accept it for yourself. You got to accept it for yourself. I just. Come in. Come in. You finna give your testimony. You gonna tell it. She got to tell her testimony. Baby, she can't sit on the goodness of God. See, y'all don't understand. See, when God declares something and say it over your life, the waiting is the hard part. But when that thing starts to manifest, you can't help but to tell of his goodness. Did y'all hear what I say? Did y'all hear? I want y'all can be seated. Y'all can be seated. Y'all can be seated. Because I gave y'all a testimony about this before, about a man in Michigan. I guess y'all think that I be making up stuff. I'm going to say this again. Everything that God do is not little, it's major. I want you to tell it. Let me give you your own mic, because I'm going to try not to holler. Tell your story. You ain't got to look at him. Turn your back to the folk in the pit. Y'all listen to me.
Let me help you.
I'm healed. was going to heal her and make her whole. Now listen to this. Y'all know HIV is where in the blood. You cannot put nothing new in old bottles, baby. He had to drain the old and give it a new. He had to remove the contaminated and put the purity inside of her. She took the medicine and the medicine rejected her because it's life in the blood. You shall live and you shall not die and declare the works of the Lord. I'm talking about signs, wonders, miracles, baby. Nothing God does is little. I can see it, I can feel it, I can hear. Baby, let me tell you something. I gotta say it one more time. Baby, he had to drain out all that stuff that was killing her. Did you hear me? And then gave her a blood transfusion so she could have some good blood. Did you hear me? Go! HIV. Oh, did she say she had it for 15 years? See, what he tell Hezekiah? They said he was finna die. The Bible say he turned to the wall. The Lord said, I'm gonna give you some more. I'm gonna give you some more light. I can see it, I can feel it, I can hear it. Major, baby. So I'm telling you to encourage you today. If God declared it, it's that's it and that's all. It is so. Did y'all hear me? Do not doubt him again. Do not doubt him again. He said release. He been told you release. I'm still waiting on the Lord. How you came in agreement with it. Now you believe him and you trust him, but come in harmony with him and watch. Watch. Did y'all hear me? Watch. Why you think he told you Tesla? He told a person that can't drive, never drove before and scared to drive, that he was going to give her a Tesla. Why? Because they can drive themselves. Y'all gotta get it with God. Yeah. Wow. Baby. Nothing God does is little. And you know it's him doing it. I can feel it. I can see it. I can hear it. Baby, I can hear it. I'm not listening to what the devil's saying. I can hear what God said because I know what he said is what? Yes and amen. That's it. Come on, y'all. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. I know y'all didn't think I was going to sit on that major thing. This is what the baby say. She say, I'm not going to be embarrassed about what nobody say about me. I don't care what they think about me. She say, I'm going to tell it. God has healed me. I say, that's right, baby. Come to church. I'm going to make sure. Come on. Come on. And you shall not. And declare the words. Did y'all got the part when she's saying, I went back and I'm healed. I'm healed. I can see it. I can hear it. I can feel it. Did you do? Baby, we talking about God. Come on, one more time. Just stand to your feet. Come on. Just one time. And let's give God all the salutations right now. Lord, we thank you on today. allowing to take place. We thank you for the hope and the restoration. We thank you for your word and the encouragement. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I know ain't nobody still in here moping and groping in it. You don't feel the same way you did when you came, do you? Everybody is encouraged, right? Ain't nobody talking to the devil no more. But we got power. Y'all got... Okay, well, everybody say glory loud as you can. Glory! Thank God. I can feel it. I can hear it. I love you guys so much. Now y'all know, when he done, I'm done, right? That's it and that's all. We gonna get ready to get our tithes and our offering. I love you guys so much. I pray to God that y'all is encouraged, baby, because I'm on fire. I'm telling you, everything that he said is just simply yes and amen, baby. That's it. I can see it, I can feel it, I can hear it, I'm walking in it, I'm living in it, baby, and I'm obtaining it. You hear what I say? All that. I know. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering. The Bible declares that we also give God 10% of our increase. So if you get a dollar, all he wants is a dime, you get 100, you just want 10, you get 100,000, y'all know. He just wants 10. God just wants 10%. That's it. The Bible said, bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. And try me if I'm not a man of my word, if I won't open up the windows of heaven. He said, stop robbing and cheating me. Give me what I say, give me. Jesus. I'm talking signs, miracles. God cannot work amongst us if we didn't believe. So that means we got some kind of belief. Because he's showing signs, wonders, and miracles at Heart of Sight Ministries International. Thank you, Jesus. It's major, y'all. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so excited. I'm excited for everybody in here. Because there's something major about to go down, baby. You fit to see the goodness of the Lord. Yeah. That ain't nothing. You fit to see some more stuff he fit to do for you. Eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, baby, what he got prepared for them that just simply love him. We know you love him because you believe him. If you believe him, trust him. And if you trust him, just sit back, cross your legs, look pretty, and watch God. You're going to see the goodness. Jesus. Jesus. Look at all my babies in here today. But actually, while y'all playing, they actually calmer than they normally be. Because I usually have to hold their hands and walk with them while I'm preaching. They want to preach with me. But they calmer than they normally be. Tell me we ain't seeing the goodness in God in that. Thank you, Jesus. Some people gave me their tithes and their offering. Riley. Always ignoring food. Thank you, Jesus. Some people gave me their tithes and their offering during the week. I gotta make sure that I play they stuff. Oh God. Anybody need any envelopes, please raise your hand. We'll get you guys some envelopes. If you're doing Cash App, please make sure that you write Cash App on your envelope. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so excited. Y'all just don't even know right now. I'm just... I love you. Thank you, Jesus. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, you guys. Let's hold them tithes and offering up in the air. I think I done held y'all long enough. I hope it was something that was said that you guys will embrace and take with you. Not just for today, but for every day. And remember, if you feel as if you're getting back in that place, listen to the sermon again. We're on YouTube. We're on Facebook. We got a website. You ain't got no excuse. It's several sermons that you can listen to that will clearly encourage you.